I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. For even though we seek peace in security, just know that we are always a world at war. There are always alliances and treaties being signed, cabals being formed, like Robert Mueller, and tyranny lurks in the shadows of every nation. Each week, I broadcast from the underground Phoenix bunker in Wolf's lair as my powerful message goes far and wide into America and penetrates the minds of the nation and its patriots who know the truth. The country's neighborhoods, for now, are well protected tonight and above reproach. And the militant leftists in our country are gripped by fear because of our powerful show and this president. And just know that every day we grow in numbers and brute strength. Tonight, we have news from the Roman capital and Trump's victories in the eastern provinces.
Glorious news at Actium in Greece. The navy of our imperator, Octavian Caesar, under the command of Marcus Vipsanius Agrippa, has won a decisive victory over Queen Cleopatra and her slave, Mark Antony. The Egyptian fleet has been destroyed. Even now, Octavian Caesar advances on Alexandria, where the witch and her creature take refuge.
That is us tonight, and this is your Bavarian German radio beer hall tonight, this evening. We are talking in real time, and I look forward to talking to all of you. Hit me up, America. All new callers into the show go to the front of the line and become part of our legendary show. Just make sure you use a nickname, since we do not want the NSA or some rogue deep state government entity or agency to know your true identity. I believe that the United States government, in its current form, way past Donald Trump, will not last forever. I believe that America in the distant future, but not too distant, will fragment and break apart into more than likely five distinct political zones. For what comes after Trump is very scary indeed. There may very well be Red Dawn fighting in our mountains against hostile foreign troops and UN forces, or domestic tyranny from rogue Democrat Antifa forces. Now, last week, George H.W. Bush died, but our president JFK had a lot to say about the secret societies that he was in.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret society, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Yes, free and independent. Now, France may be a failed state until the uber-liberal socialist policies of French President Macron go down the drain. The Yellow Vest Revolution in France is about rampant immigration and high taxes. Sound familiar? The same could happen in America. And now the French people want their revenge. They've had enough. Let France be a lesson to all governments worldwide, as the people can only take so much crap without exploding in violence. And your fluoridation of our water and chemtrails in our skies tweaking us is not working. Do you hear me? We are only getting stronger, rest assured. Here is some audio I thought you'd like to hear about what's really going on in Paris, France. When the people have had enough, they have had enough. And Macron is learning that the hard way. French generals are calling Macron a traitor, and they want him arrested on treason charges. No joke. So, folks, we will start the show. It's very bewitching all over the world tonight. We hope for a very safe holiday season for all. So it is a bewitching time for our nation. Call the show tonight, 602-277-5369. Our legendary show will now commence.
Hello, your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. You witch, you witch. One thing is for sure, that stuff that you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad that you.
Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
The holidays are here, and so are the season's best deals. This is Shoeshine Mike for Camelback Toyota. Whether you're looking for you or someone special to you, we have it. Spend some time with Camelback Toyota and drive your dream right out the door. Camelback Toyota, it's right around the corner of 16th Street and Camelback. Please look us up on Facebook or CamelbackToyota.com or just call 602-264-2841. On behalf of John O'Malley, the staff at Camelback Toyota, and the Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour, we pray you have the merriest Christmas and the happiest New Year's of all.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Weehunt production tonight in the infamous episode 145 of our legendary show, which bears my name. A cult classic, with a star date of 12/13/2018. And this is the Paris, France, Macron Meltdown show special tonight. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Diamond, gold, coins, and guns. Great gifts for the holidays. ArizonaGoldExchange.com. Get down there at 2535 East Bell Road. Family run for many years here in the Valley. They have many gifts and stocking stuffers for all of you. You will love it. Now, Trump this week met with Chucky Schumer and the other leftists, Pelosi, in the White House. He made them look like little school children. And he said, yes, we will shut down the government if you don't abide by what the people want. And I agree. It's shutdown time, baby. Time to shut it down if we need to.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, I'll feel injected stingray in a 413. We're revving up our engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Now, President Trump must attack the deep state in the next 2 years, in my book, and start arresting any traitors in our midst, as the people and the markets are both hurting. The people want peace and prosperity all across the fruited plain, and especially during the holidays. Stocks have plunged after the militant Democrats announced plans to remove Trump from office. It's all their fault. And any mayor or town councilman or governor, anyone in elected office across the nation who strongly advocates that their town or state or city is a sanctuary place for illegal aliens and migrants, in my view, should be immediately arrested as an enemy of the people. They are going against what Trump and the people want. We want strong borders. But right now in America, half the country wants an open border. The other half wants a strong border. This will play out, but you may not like the way it does. We do not always know why we are here on this earth plane. But one thing is for certain. The militant leftists, anarchists, and Antifa communists, they plot against you and your family. And they promise to attack your country from within, Mr. and Mrs. America, next year especially, once the Democrat House goes in session. So how does that make you feel? I would say this. Keep your eyes wide open and tune in to KFNX and what is real. Because the news comes across my radio desk will be fantastic and amazing. As the weeks, months, and years roll by, mein Kameraden, 2019 is a very tumultuous year. Now, with George Bush passing, I thought you would like this.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
For oil, for heroin, for cocaine.
Dream and a thousand points of light.
We cannot allow our sons and daughters to be sent to die in a bankster's war. For oil, for heroin, for cocaine, for gold, or for control. Sun Tzu, the great strategist of war, said that all confrontations are won before the battle begins. There has never been a battle that has been won defensively. But we must prepare by becoming self-sufficient. We must prepare to do that which has not been done before. Once identifying the enemy, they have to be routed out.
Aim at 1,000 points of light. The hollows. From the cities to the suburbs to the loneliest town on the quietest street. To take our message of hope and growth for every American. To every American, I will keep America moving forward, always forward, for a better America, for an endless, enduring dream and 1,000 points of light.
Are you that 1,000 point of light out there? Right now, the militant Marxist Democrats in America, they want to get Trump at any cost, even if it means harming you and your family, even if it means harming your economy and the stock market. Or the real estate market. The Democrat fantasy right now with Robert Mueller is to somehow arrest President Trump because of the recent Michael Cohen testimony and his sentencing. But President Trump has committed no crime at all. It's not illegal to pay off bimbos from a private account. If the militant leftist Marxist Democrats in some way try to take out and arrest President Trump with some, quote-unquote, trumped-up charges by Herr Mueller's office, which, again, is their fantasy. I believe the mark brought against them will be very severe by the people. What is happening right now in Paris, France, is mere child's play to how this country would react if that were to go down. You could very well consider yourself activated and deployed on the mean streets of America if they were to attempt some kind of criminal coup d'etat. So just know that there's a lot going on. But those of you who call into this show are immortal, as your voices on these radio waves, along with mine, are beamed out millions of miles in the space itself. If they could hear what's going on now, any intelligent civilization, they would just shake their heads in disbelief. But right now in America, we've got half the country who's trying to get Trump at any cost. We have UN agendas like Agenda 21 and others that they're itching to get into America. They're trying to foster some kind of civil unrest. We want peace and prosperity, but the UN forces and their agendas are to get into America, to get into your neighborhoods, to get into your states, to somehow be invited in at some future point. All this going on while busloads of caravan people are being bussed into the churches and the states. Beware again, like I said before, of your church, your priest, your pastor, your minister. Believe in God and go to church by all means, but understand that many of the churches in this country and in Arizona are collecting extra money from their people to fund these caravans, to fund them and to pay for them a new life in Phoenix and surrounding areas. It's not what we want. We do not want our hard-earned money to go to illegal aliens. We have thousands of people that are on the streets of Phoenix at every corner with a cardboard sign looking for work, they're sleeping in the bus stops, in the alleys. You see them all over. There's been an explosion of people in the valley that are homeless. We have enough people in our own country that need help first before we start looking for it in foreign countries or capitals. Charity begins at home. California has 25% of the homeless people in the country. Arizona is trying to catch up to California with their recent vote for Kyrsten Sinema. And she wants to bring in thousands of people from what offered in Arizona, from all over the world, Mexico, and beyond. So beware, America. Keep your eyes open, and I shall be back.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Russian national Maria Butina admitted in court today that she was working for the Russian government when she infiltrated organizations, including the NRA, to try to influence U.S. policy on Russia. Correspondent Jessica Schneider.
In this cooperation with prosecutors, it'll be interesting to see if they reveal what she has told them about Russian efforts to infiltrate political groups. And of course, maybe what she's enlightened them on about Russian efforts to meddle or affect the election.
President Trump is speaking out about Michael Cohen, who implicated the president in campaign finance violations. Trump tells Fox News hiring Cohen was a mistake.
Years ago, many years, like 12, 13 years ago, he did me a favor. He was on a committee and he was so responsive and so good. I thought he was a great guy. I thought he was really a nice guy. He was very supportive. And I liked him. And he was a lawyer. And because of that, I did it. And you know what? In retrospect, I made a mistake.
On Wall Street, the Dow added 70 points. The S&P down fractionally. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, look for clear skies tonight with a low of 44. Have a mostly sunny Friday, our high is 70. Friday night looks mostly cloudy with a low of 49. Have a mostly cloudy Saturday with a high of 71. A partly cloudy skies on Saturday night with a low of 47. Get ready mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 72. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 57 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I've never seen people so hell-bent on self-destruction like some of these Democrats and some of these people that are in Washington, D.C. right now.
Dana Loesch, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Pick up the December copy of Healthy Souls magazine, featuring Mountain View Funeral Home and Cemetery. Planning your funeral or cremation doesn't have to be difficult. Mountain View Funeral Home and Cemetery has licensed advisors who make this easy and walk you through all the steps of pre-planning. Come by the funeral home, or they'll meet you in the comfort of your home. Schedule an appointment to discuss the different options available. Call 480-832-2850. Healthy Souls Magazine is available at many local health and medical offices, pharmacy counters, and community centers.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel? Are you interested in meeting new people and hearing their perspectives on a variety of subjects? Then don't miss the Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. when Greg Lawson shares travel information and interviews interesting people from Arizona and all across the land. Tune into Skylight every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The debt is hitting $22 trillion as globalists push for a financial collapse all over the world, and especially America. Folks, buy your gold and silver and guns at our sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange. Be ready for, God forbid, any collapse being pushed by elitists like George Soros and his vermin swine. The Democrats in America are only united, just know, in their utter hatred for white males in this country. That is who they hate. And do we really care about Trump's payoffs to bimbos, ladies, girlfriends, and women, whatever you want to call it, throughout his private career? Big deal. Big deal about the affairs. Again, the leftist media is making a mountain out of a molehill. It has nothing to do with him running the country at all. Every world leader has some dalliances. Everyone at that level does, it seems. It goes along with the territory. Because all Trump really wanted to say was, hello, I love you. Do you think you'll be the guy? Let's get Paul the Gladiator on from his North Valley compound as we discuss the trysts of our illustrious President Trump. Paul, are you there tonight? Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good, man. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year as well.
Yes, Merry Christmas. We aren't afraid to say that on my show. Not just Happy Holidays, but Merry, Merry Christmas.
Exactly. You know, it was so okay for Bill Clinton to have sex in the White House.
Thank you.
But it's not okay for President Trump to have sex before he was even elected to the White House with anybody other than his wife.
Exactly. Double standard. I totally agree.
That's actually like a quadruple standard.
Yes.
Not even a double standard.
That's so true. Know?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, if that is his worst offense as a president, then he's doing pretty good as far as all the presidents who are actually still living or who have just recently died.
Right. I mean, folks, it's like all presidents have liaisons and dalliances. I mean, look, the women that marry a presidential contender or a powerful sports figure or a very super uber rich Hollywood star, 9 times out of 10, it's a package deal. She looks good on his arm. They're worth $100 million. But she knows in the back of her mind, this is not a traditional marriage, quote unquote, where he will be a good little boy, come home every night, and cook dinner with her. You know, I mean, let's be frank here. Let's cut through all the BS and all the PC stuff. You know, Trump is a man of the world. He is... You know, he's got names on Vegas casinos, for God's sakes. You know, Paul?
Yeah, exactly. He's got names on casinos all over the world.
Right.
And, you know, this whole liberal world is exactly what you showed in the audio in the beginning of the show. Paris, France is falling. France, the country itself, wants to fall now because now they know the damage they did by electing this far-left liberal globalist who has literally turned Paris into a 40% Muslim city.
Yes. Yes, and they want that in America.
One.
Yes. Seriously, it came out today that the French generals now accuse Macron of treason about his UN migration pact. And they say it's leaked out that a coup in France may even be imminent. The generals are telling the people directly to revolt. How about those apples?
Yeah, we need it to happen so that the leftists in this country will see exactly what's going to happen to us if they don't change their minds.
Right. I've always said the American people, Paul, have a long fuse. But once ignited, it's very difficult to stamp out. Very hard. The British learned the hard way twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, it's up to the people who are more conservative, whether you're a libertarian or a Republican or a Tea Party or a nationalist, you've got to tap the shoulder of these Democrats and let them know what's going to happen to this country will be the same thing that's going on in England, in Brussels, in France. They're all revolting against the Muslim onslaught of people that their governments have let in.
That's right. They have let in millions, and that is a UN globalist plan, or nationalists on my show. But the globalists want no borders, and they especially, to be blunt, they want all the white countries to be brown, black, and whatever color that they want. They do not want a Germany to be German, a France to be French, an Italy to be Italian, an America to be American. They want to change the geography of the entire world.
Yeah, the entire globe. You know, here's what I propose. Let's get, I don't think it would take that many. Let's say 1 million nationalists. We all go to Arizona Gold Exchange. We all buy an extra gun and get our ammo. We go to the desert over there in the Middle East that all these Muslims want to leave. We'll take it over, kick them all out. We'll take the oil, and we'll all split it evenly because we'll all work it, and we'll all be multi-billionaires together, and then we'll create our own Xanadu because they keep running from it. They don't have enough courage to fight for their own country.
That's right. And, Paul, hang on. I want you to hear this. We have some secret audio, I believe, from one of the President Trump ladies. Let's hear it.
Oh, yes, 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 oh.
Oh, my God. Man's an animal. Trump is an animal. God. Reminds me of myself. Love it. That's a happy woman somewhere in America.
I think I heard the audio of the French president, and it was a cat meowing in the corner.
Yes. On that note, Paul, thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful night. Love it. Love it. Let's get the Irish pirate on. Because he's going to give us a little critique on my book, which you all should buy, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Irish, are you there?
I am here, General Von Weehunt.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am recovering well from the surgery I had, I think, 3 phone calls ago. We talked about that. I was at the hospital and called you.
Yes.
The stitches are out, and I ran to the top of the hill so I could get up here to get ready to make this phone call.
I am so glad. We love hearing from you. And I'm glad you're feeling better.
And on top of that, I also think that since you and I both agreed, we don't always agree on everything.
True.
The one thing I think we run most consistently between each other is a brutal honesty, the willingness to speak truth to power and to put it on the line. This is how this is going to get done.
Yes.
And so I am probably the ideal person to give a critique on the book because, number one, I do not consider myself much of a bachelor. I am single right now, but I think of myself as a young earth creationist, a Christian who would much rather be married than single. And so it's interesting to look at that through the viewpoint of someone who does not consider himself a bachelor, and yet there you are being honest with the world and saying, look, this is how the world is going to run. And I'll give you an example from page 153. It sucks to get older, I know, but the way to beat the rap is to live life well and to grow older gracefully over time to beat the system at every corner.
Yes.
And I love that.
That's one of my quotes, absolutely. Beat the system, guys, because they're stacked against you. Women in HR, corporate America, and leftist Democrats all want to bring you down.
And even when it comes to women, 70% of all divorces are brought on by women.
It's a fact.
And they have made their own bed, as you say, and have to lie in it. The kind of women American society is currently producing is not sustainable for long-term marriage. And, of course, I believe this to be true for anybody that changes their body surgically or even gets tattoos. You said over 80% of women with breast implants are initiate divorces.
They do.
Which is even higher than the normal norm. And I agree with that. Anybody who's being artificial anywhere is going to pay for it down the road. And I do try to follow the lifestyle that the Bible recommends. And so far, everything I've brought up and everything I will bring up on this particular phone call is going to match the biblical attitude about the same truth. And I think that that's where the parallelism is going to help out anybody who reads the book. Sure, there are some opinions.
Yes, hang on, Irish. I want to hear from you in the next segment. Just please hold on there, folks. The guns in the Bible carved America out of the wilderness. And if you want us, then you have to come get us. The Von Wiehant Show, the machismo show that you have heard about. We are here in spirit and form. We're not going anywhere.
The Von Wiehant Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehant is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehant will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehant is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehant, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, this is Fly Mackie with the Fly Mackie Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today? That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul has been serving homeless individuals and working families across central and northern Arizona since 1946. They provide critical services like emergency food boxes, medical and dental care, clothing and showers, hot meals, shelter, job referrals, and thrift stores. Help St. Vincent de Paul feed, clothe, house, and heal families in need. Gifts to St. Vincent de Paul qualify for a dollar-for-dollar Arizona state tax credit up to $800. Learn more and donate at CharityTaxCreditAZ.com. CharityTaxCreditAZ.com.
The Del Walmsley Show.
We got to take that 401k apart mentally to get to the point where it's actually going to make some difference. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to solve the problem, because the problem isn't going to be solved simply by doing more of what doesn't work.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Have brunch with me, Shoeshine Mike, Fridays from 11 to noon here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, sponsored by Camelback Toyota. It's a fresh take on news, pop culture and sports, and events about the valley. The Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour, Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Have dessert first.
And now, we return to the Von Wiehant Show, featuring Von Wiehant, the Barbarian.
Hey, Now, we hear a lot of news about men's health. I would say this. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, then you are full of testosterone, probably fit, and very masculine and machismo, and you'll probably be a great member of the Von Wiegand Army and Special Forces. How about those apples? Oh, yeah, baby, we're on fire tonight in Fuego. Let's get the Irish pirate back on to give his critique of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Mr. Pirate, well, are you there?
I have an outro for this one.
Yes.
Recapping, all we've done so far, unfortunately, is bring up the fact that international men are not lined up to meet, greet, etc. American women who have priced themselves out of the market. This is a quote. And
all true.
However, I have hope that as we were talking earlier, if we grow old gracefully, maybe they will see the error of their ways and there's a chance the men think. And so they'll have to just come along. The other part I liked that you went into and the part that you and I, I'll summarize this very well. First of all, you talked about wealth.
Yes.
And you talked about that though many rich people have inherited money, that most created their own wealth, assuming they're millionaires or higher.
Yes.
Even though they live in houses that are not even close to, you know, $500,000 in value, they choose to live well below their means and hold on to their choices and hold on to their attitudes. And we celebrate that here on the Von Wiegand Show. I'm sure we do.
Yes, we do. In fact, it's called The Millionaire Next Door. Great book, if any of you can read it. And we love women on our show. Everyone is fair game. The one thing about my book that I'm sure Irish read was that in America today, if you're a leftist Democrat, it's not PC to criticize women because they're held on a pedestal. And on my show, everyone gets knocked off the pedestal. You know what I mean?
I didn't even know that the pedestal just means that we can look up your skirt, I think.
Anyway. Knew you were going to, and I love that. Dude, I put that ball on the tee for you. Love it. Yes.
I'll definitely drive that thing over 400 yards.
Yes.
So, you combine that with your page 414 entry, that we have little control over those who choose to love us or not, but we do have control over choosing to love ourselves, and knowing that most millionaires, the number one thing they have, according to page 544, they bounce back from defeat more often than everyone else.
Yes, Irish, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your comments.
One more comment, yes. Von Wiegand. You say that knowledge is the new money of this galaxy?
Yes.
Well, on this show, and people like you and I are always going to have their own opinions and their willingness to dig up that new knowledge and share it with others, we are living as millionaires in the new world.
Yes, we are. Irish pirate, folks. Great critique of the book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, What Every Man Needs. Thank you, Irish. We are pro-family. We are pro-women, pro-man, pro-America, America First, on my show. Let's get Matador on from his East Valley bunker, chomping at the bit to talk on the air. Matador, are you there?
General Von Wiegand, I am here. You by far, brother, not only have the best show, you have the best callers, very educated, very knowledgeable.
Yes.
What an awesome critique of that book. I'm going to not only buy myself one, I'm going to buy a few for my friends to put under the Christmas tree.
Nice. Thank you, Matador. Folks, go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Just punch in The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's got politics, war and peace, finance, everything a man needs to know. Because, Matador, I know we talked about this before. Like I've said, it's great to get married, and by all means, do that. We need to raise, in fact, more families on the right wing. But the majority of a man's life, he will be a bachelor versus years being married. That's a fact.
If Von Wien, if the leftist media had you on CNN, MSLSD, and all the rest, that would be a New York Times seller best book. That would be made into a movie with Brad Pitt as the star.
Yes.
It's unbelievable how they hate us. But I'll tell you what, don't forget, folks out there, you may be having a bad day. You may be watch and hear the leftist take over all around the world. Just thank God this Merry Christmas that we have President Donald J. Trump. Sure, he fights the swamp. Sure, we don't get everything we want. But could you imagine waking up 2018 after 2 years of the Grinch, Hillary Rotten Clinton as the president of the United States?
Oh my God.
What a nightmare it would be. They may just be banging down to get your guns and everything else out of your house. So if we get nothing the next 4 years, every Christmas, say thank you, good Lord Jesus, for Donald J. Trump. Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. And I'll even throw a Happy Hanukkah out there for us, brother.
Amen, brother. I always said that. You know what? If Hillary were the president, and she never will be, we'd have 20 or 30 American cities on fire, looking like Paris, France. Overturned cars, damaged storefronts, and thousands of people revolting against that bitch.
I'll
your thoughts,
you
sir?
What? On one hand, they complain about the Gestapo. She would have the ultimate Gestapo tactics. She's so miserable. She'd be out trying to destroy guys like me and you because she'd see nothing but Slick Willie Bill Clinton on our foreheads. And she wants retribution for that guy, and she wants to take it out on all people like me and you, brother. And it is amazing about these leftists. They all, it's just, Their brain, you know, is so wired weird when they want millions of abortions, but yet they want to bring in people that can't even speak their own language, much less English, have zero job skills. Most are criminals, and they want to bring them all in this country, but they want to have normal families abort all their babies. It's just incredible, Von Wehunt.
It is. I always call it the American Holocaust, the abortion mills. A Democrat never saw a baby they didn't want to abort, especially if they're from a white family. That's what they want. They want Planned Parenthood on every corner. Why is our taxpayer dollars going for that? Seriously? Our government's out of control, Matador. We've got to get it back, or like I said before, we will implode from within. Your thoughts?
I agree 100%. The only thing keeping this country barely woven together is that, you know, we got jobs. But I'll tell you what, if we hit a rough patch, I was looking in France. They said the people under 30, 25% are unemployed. If that happens here and unemployment hits skyrocket, people are going to start looking around. I mean, I heard a Democrat senator the other day say we should just abolish the Senate. It's just too much power for little states. We don't even need the Senate. Let's get rid of the Electoral College. Just have a House and a President on popular vote. I said to myself,
no.
I said to myself, this guy's been in the House for 30 years. You know what's scary? The founding fathers were very, very clear. The only reason why small states would get in, so they had representation. I mean,
I think
we should go back to 50 different small countries, and the new president in 8 years can just be the head of the national military or whatever. Everybody have their own little government.
Yes, thank you, Matador. We appreciate you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Folks, live generously. Listen to the Von Wehunt Show each week, and I assure you, you'll have a happier and a more merry holiday season, for it is ordained by God and the stars above. God bless you all, and good night, my friends.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference?